And welcome to the World History Lounge. This week, we will be discussing an object from Mughal India in the early 17th century. The object in question is the inkpot of Emperor Jahangir. The inkpot is made of dark green nephrite jade and is intricately mounted in gold. Nephrite is a difficult stone to work with, and hollowing it out would have taken patience and skill. The pot is richly adorned and heavy. It would have been difficult to overturn, which is important because Jahangir wouldn't spill his ink when using his reed pens. It is approximately 3 1/4 inches around and about 2 inches tall, which is similar to a baseball. On the object is the Arabic inscription, "Belongs to Jahangir Shah, completed at the year 14 of sitting on the throne," which is equal to the Hijri year 1028 or 1619 AD. The bottom is signed by the creator, who was a servant of Jahangir. The emperor would have used this inkpot when writing his tuzuk, his autobiography, or when writing imperial decrees. The inkpot is intricate and beautiful, and it can be seen as a symbol for the importance of art in the Mughal Empire, especially for Jahangir and his father, Akbar. Because the Mughals ruled over such a large non-Muslim population, they developed a broad and open culture. They valued art and learning, because such pursuits could bridge religious differences. Akbar ruled during the pinnacle of high culture in the Mughal Empire. He accentuated the Mughal mixture of Persian, Indian, and Ottoman styles of architecture, especially when he built the city of Fatehpur Sikri. The city included buildings for nobles, gardens, a drinking and gambling zone, and even a school for children. That is not to say that Jahangir was not a lavish patron of the arts. He definitely was. He and his wife were famous for their support of architecture and Mughal miniatures. And his son, Shah Jahan, built the Taj Mahal, perhaps the most recognizable piece of Indian architecture to this day. It blended the Persian and Islamic designs with Indian materials and motifs, and it is a prime example of the combining of cultural traditions in Mughal India. A large part of this artistic success was the Mughal ruler's flexibility regarding religion in the realm. The imperial court displayed great tolerance, which contrasted greatly with Europe at the time. In Europe, religious differences caused conflict and fractures both within and between states. Akbar, however, allowed common people as well as nobles from all ethnic groups to converse with him directly in the court. This openness established his popularity as a ruler and influenced the way his son, Jahangir, would rule the court. Akbar studied comparative religion and often hosted debates between religious officials. He was on a quest for universal truths outside of Islam. Akbar's advisor wrote the Akbarnama, which was one of the major sources of early Mughal history. The other major source is Jahangir's tuzuk, the biography that I mentioned earlier, that he actually wrote using the inkpot. In his autobiography, Jahangir details his policy and religious tolerance and describes some of his laws in place that he put in Mughal India. This included laws on land ownership and property, but more importantly, he focuses on the importance of art and architecture. This focus on culture is much different from his predecessors' biographies because they mostly focused on politics and religion. Akbar's biography even asserted that Akbar receiving the kinship was a gift from God because he was a true philosopher and a perfect person in the Sufi sense. The strength of the inkpot and its inability to be overturned is symbolic of the strength of Jahangir as a ruler. In the early 1600s, the Mughals extended their terrain over almost all of India and enjoyed increased domestic and international trade as a result. Eventually, however, problems grew because it became harder to govern dispersed provinces, especially because so many villages wanted to keep their traditional religions and their traditional cultures. Jahangir himself had to suppress many revolts, including revolts from his own sons. There were also campaigns against rulers in the Deccan area and against rulers of Pakistan for territory. Although these campaigns and revolts caused some unrest, Jahangir's reign was generally prosperous. He called himself an orthodox Muslim, but he was in reality very tolerant. He did, however, let his father's idea of divine faith fall through the cracks. Jahangir was an extremely popular ruler, even though he was addicted to alcohol and opium. This was common of rulers at the time, and his patronage for the arts and his tolerance earned him a lot of support from the Mughal peoples. Overall, he was focused on conquest and expansion, but he also had an extreme focus for tolerance and cultural development, which contributed to his popularity. The inkpot represents so much more than an inkpot. It represents the Mughal ideal of letting the arts flourish, especially under Akbar and Jahangir. It represents the idea of religious tolerance because it is inscribed in Arabic, but it uses material found in India. Also, Jahangir wrote decrees about tolerance and his tusuk, which preached tolerance, using the inkpot. Lastly, the inkpot shows that a strong leader is hard to overturn. Jahangir battled revolts and addiction, but he still had a strong and relatively prosperous reign. And the symbolism of the inkpot doesn't just connect to Jahangir. Emperor Akbar was actually illiterate, and yet that did not stop him from patronizing the arts and culture. He relied on his memory in intellectual debates. Jahangir obviously was not illiterate. He owned an elaborate inkpot, and he wrote his own autobiography. Is that not the perfect microcosm for cultural progress in an empire? A father who cannot read hands his empire off to a literate son who helps the empire flourish even more. The inkpot is from the Mughal Empire at its height, the Mughal Empire at its zenith. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.